From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Republicans went on the attack on this opening day of hearings on the nomination of Judge Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court. NPR's Nina Totenberg has more.
Ranking Republican Jeff Sessions said that Sotomayor, in statements over the years, had committed herself to a biased view of the law in which her own opinions would appear to be paramount.
So we reached a fork in the road. I will not vote for, and no senator should vote for, an individual nominated by any president who is not fully committed to fairness and impartiality.
Republican Whip John Kyle of Arizona made similar remarks.
From what she has said, she appears to believe that her role is not constrained to objectively decide who wins based on the weight of the law, but rather who, in her personal opinion, should win.
When Sotomayor finally spoke, though, she had this to say.
In the past month, many senators have asked me about my judicial philosophy. Simple. Fidelity to the law.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
The White House economic team, the Council of Economic Advisers, is standing by its earlier assessment. The administration's economic stimulus plan will save or create 3.5 million jobs by the end of next year. The group also projects that jobs in healthcare and in environmental fields are likely to be among the fastest growing over the period through 2016, though it says that some construction and manufacturing jobs will also return due to the $787 billion economic stimulus plan. The council, in its latest report on the economy, says it expects consumers and businesses will spend more money to make up for what they haven't been spending since the start of the current recession more than a year ago. Bad weather in Florida forced NASA to postpone its launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour today. It was the third weather-related delay in a row. NPR's Nell Greenfield-Boyce reports.
The summer weather in Florida can be what NASA officials call dynamic. And lightning, rain, and wind can all keep a space shuttle on the ground if the bad weather is too close to its launch pad or emergency landing sites. Lightning strikes near the launch pad forced NASA to call off a plan to launch Endeavour on Saturday. Thunderstorms also foiled Sunday's attempt and Monday's try as well. Endeavour's commander, Mark Polansky, took the latest delay philosophically.
That's the nature of our business, and like I said before, when the time is right, we'll be here, we'll be ready.
NASA will try again Wednesday. When Endeavour finally does get off the ground, it will take 7 astronauts up to the space station to install the final pieces of the Japanese research lab. Nell Greenfield-Boyce, NPR News.
9 months into the current fiscal year, the federal deficit has now topped the $1 trillion mark for the first time ever. Treasury Department announced today a deficit in June was $94.3 billion, pushing the total since the budget year began to nearly $1.1 trillion. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 185 points. This is NPR. The U.S. Supreme Court has moved to halt the scheduled execution of a Virginia man while justices rule whether or not he was unconstitutionally tried twice for the killing of a 16-year-old girl. The court's order comes just one day before 31-year-old Paul Warner Powell was scheduled to be put to death for the killing of Stacey Reed in 1999. Powell was convicted of Reed's capital murder in 2000 and of raping and trying to kill her 14-year-old sister. The Virginia Supreme Court overturned the capital murder verdict, saying prosecutors lacked evidence that he raped or robbed Stacey Reed. However, after he wrote a taunting letter to prosecutors, he was again convicted in 2003. If the high court denies his appeal, he will again face death. Reports out of South Korea say North Korean leader Kim Jong-il has pancreatic cancer and may not have long to live. From Seoul, Dwally Sakautau reports.
Seoul's YTN cable network cited unnamed intelligence sources in China and South Korea as saying the cancer is life-threatening, but South Korea's government has not been able to confirm this. Officials believe Kim was diagnosed last fall, about the same time the 67-year-old reportedly had a stroke. The North's leader has only been seen twice this year, once in April and last week at a memorial ceremony to pay tribute to his late father, Kim Il-sung. Inside a packed indoor stadium in Pyongyang, video images monitored here in South Korea showed Kim limping at the ceremony. His body didn't fill his trademark green jacket, and his mouth looked crooked as if he suffered from a stroke. For NPR News, I'm Dwally Sakautau in Seoul.
Crude oil fell 20 cents a barrel to settle at $59.69 a barrel. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.